to fulfill him, and Rashi learns that since he sees us doing the mitzvahs, he can't complain, can't say anything bad about us. And Tosfos speaks out that there's no Baal Tosef here, even though you're doing the mitzvah twice. So he says Baal Tosef is only if you add on to the mitzvah. But here you do the exact same mitzvah over twice, that's no Baal Tosef. Like you're allowed to wear two different pairs of tits at the same time. There's no Baal Tosef in that. Here also, doing the mitzvah twice over again, even though you're doing it at the same time, you're doing it one after another, there's no Baal Tosef.
Here in the Gemara says, Vaita, the Yomer of Yitzchak, Kol Shono Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilosa. Any year that they do not blow shofar at the beginning of the year, Yishino Mareyin Lo B'Seifoi. It will be bad for us by the end of the year. My timer, what's the reason? Lo Yarev of Sotin, because we did not mix up the tinness of the Sotin. The Sotin will complain against us that year, and therefore the end of the year will be bad for us. The Yomer of Yitzchak says, Kol Shona Sherosha B'Tchilosa. That's every year which is poor. We are poor like at the beginning of the year. You should know Misasheres B'Soifim. We'll become like rich at the end of the year. Shenema the Pesuk says, Neireshis HaShona. Neireshis Ksiv. V'yad Achris. That means Soifo Sheishli Achris. There'll be an end, that there'll be an end to it. So Yidash, and the Pesuk says, Neireshis HaShona. At the beginning of the year, so what they really mean is marshes, means like if we're like poor. And it says ksiv, the ad achris means till the end, means soifa shesh lachris, that the end of this year will have a good end to it. Now shirosha here means that means we're poor, tosh means the lashon of we machmir ourselves, like Rashi says. Okay, alright, turn over. Like Rashi says, Sherosha B'Tchilosa means Sheyisrael Oisin Atzmon Roshim Rosh Hashanah. All Klai Yisrael makes themselves like humble themselves in front of Hashem. Ledabet Hachnunim Utfilo. To talk nice, to really beg by from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinyin Shenemat Hachnunim Ledabet Rosh. And this is the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah that will mekabel upon ourselves the old Malch HaShemayim. And the more we accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we humble ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Weiter, the Yomer Rav Yitzchak, Ein Donen Es Odom Elo Lefi Maisav Shalosh Tashor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives us a judgment the way we are at the time of the judgment. That's a tremendous chesed of Hashem, even though maybe later on Hashem knows we're going to do something bad, what we did before, but since right now B'Shas the judgment we're doing good, Hashem gives us a good judgment. Shenema the Pesuk says, Ki Shomar Lokim El Kel HaNar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the Nar when Yishmael was crying, Ba'asher Husham, the way he was there. Like Rashi brings down, Shenema Ba'asher Husham, O Matzino Bavreshus Rabba, the Medrash Rabba says that Omri Malchei Shosofen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melochim Seth HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, like Misha Sidim Bonav Lohomis as Benecha B'Tzoma, like Yishmael, the Arabs, they're going to go and kill Klal Yisrael. After Malalei there, you go and save now Yishmael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up back and said to him, Omalei, Omalehem, Hasho Tzadiku Arosha. What is he right now? Is he a Tzadik or Arosha? Omalei Tzadik. They said right now Yishmael is a Tzadik. Omalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bashehu Shom, and Idon Es Ola Mele B'Shaitoi. I only give judgment to the world the way they are right now, B'Shas of judgment. This is a tremendous chesed of Hashem, that Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah, when we have a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we daven good, we do special mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah. So the way we are on Rosh Hashanah, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din. And like we spoke out once before in the tape, that the Gemara says Hashem gives us our judgment, mamish b'shas t'tzir shayfer. B'shas will be in the kind of this mitzvah. That Klai Yisrael is doing mitzvahs, that's when Hashem gives us our judgment. In order that it should be b'asher husham, the way we are then, that's the way we have our judgment. And this is not like it's brought down the Pasha ben Sarah murder. By the Pasha of Ensoy Ramon, the other Torah says, let's kill the son now, because Yom Zaka V'yal Yom Chayif. Now, since Hashem knows his end will be terrible, he'll go to kill people, let's kill him now when he's still young, before he does the bad. So we see Hashem doesn't judge you the way you are right now, but there the pshat is, he's so bad of Ensoy Ramon, has the Shroshim, has the roots in him right now, that the Ra, it's like a tree right now. Mashenka here by Yishmael, the Shroshim, he didn't have any Shervish in him yet of Ra. It first came later, there we say Hashem is first done, Ba'asher Husham. Verse of the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Gimel Dvorim, there are three things that maskirin avoynoyser shalodim. That three things cause Hashem to remember the averus that you do. In other words, you may get your punishment for the averus that you did. Eluhein, these are the three things. Kiyo notri. If you have a wall, that's like falling down. That's like a shaky wall. So Rashi says, the oivetachta, when you walk under the wall, is maskir avoynoyser. Now Hashem remembers your averus. Shaima, like the son says, klum royus zeliasus leneis. Does this person deserve to have a nace to be saved? No, he did a lot of errors. Therefore, Hashem has to judge you right now. So if you go through like a mokim takona and you want to be saved, you're only saved if Hashem judges you, and to make sure you don't have averis, you only have mitzvahs. Is the iyon tefila, if you look in to davening, so Rashi says that means, seinachat filosu shu nishmas, or misamet v'chadam ibay. Like you have kavona, you have in mind now that your davening Hashem should answer you. And if Hashem doesn't answer you, you get very angry. That's also a terrible thing. Like the tefillah. But Tosfos learns a little bit differently here. Tosfos says Ian tefillah here means that he does not have kavona. He davens and he doesn't have kavona, he doesn't know what he's saying. That's called Ian tefillah. Then the third thing the Gemara says is, Umayse din achaveri. Means he wants his friend to get punishment. He sees his friend doing something bad, and he like hopes and waits for his friend to get a punishment. And that's terrible. The Yomer of Avin, or some say of Chonin, called HaMoise Din HaChaveroi, is Hu Nenesh Tchila. Whoever gives a din upon your friend, you should know, you'll just get the punishment back first. Shenema, because the Pesach says, V'atoyner Sarai El Avrom, Chamosi Alecha. You have to say, I'm angry at you. Like she was angry out of Romavinu, how come she didn't have children? Well, see, the Pesach says, Vayovay Avram lispeid l'sara l'chaisai, that Sarah died first, and Avramavinu went to give her a hesped and cried over her. So you see that since she was Moised Din on Avramavinu, she died first. The Yomer of Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, Dalid Devorim Mekarin Gzad Dinu Shalodim. There are four things that make a person that his Gzad Din, even if it was forbid, Hashem judged him forbid, Hashem will rip up, will be korah, the gzadim. Eluhein, these are the four things that help you change the bad degree that was put upon you. Tzedakah, the person gives tzedakah, gives charity. Tzuakah, if you daven, lashon tzuakah, you scream. In other words, you daven with a real kavona. Shinu Hashem, if you change your name. Vishinu Maisa, and if you change your actions. Now Rashi says, you do tshuva, shav mirosai. You're doing bad actions, and now you change and do good actions. That's also a schus to be korah gzadim. Someone says tzedakah. How do we know by giving tzedakah? This year the pasuk says utzedakah tatzim imovis. That by giving tzedakah that will save you from death. Tzedakah. How do we know by screaming, by davening good to Hashem? The year the pasuk says vayizak vayitzaku el Hashem b'tzalahem v'nitzu kersayim yotziyim. That if you daven to Hashem, Hashem will take you out from your bed, from your bed degrees. Shinu Hashem, how do we know by changing the name? The Yasid the Pesach says, Sarai Yishtecho, is Lo Tikra Shmo Sarai, Ki Sarah Shmo. The Pesach says, like change her name from Sarai to Sarah, or Ksib, and right away the Pesach says, Ubiakosi Oiso, Vagam Nosati Mimena Lucha Ben. Notice the Pesach says she got a bracha right away, she was able to have a ben, because she changed her name, because there, it was a Korah Gzadin, that Sarai can't have children, but Sarah could have. Shinu Maisa, how do we know if somebody changes his actions also, that's a schus to change the Gzar Din? The Yassir the Pesach says, Vayar Elokim es Masayim, Hashem saw their actions. Uvsi Vayinochim Elokim ala Ro, Asher Diva Lassus Lehem. V'lo Yosa? The Gemara says, V'yeshengrin, some say, Av Shinu Mokim, if you change the place where you're living, that's also a schus to have a shinu a krag zadin. The Yassir the Pesach says, "Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecho meyartzecho, go away from the place that you're living. For holder and afterwards, if you have a shinu mokum, then it says, V'eschol legoy godol, I'll make you into a great nation." So you see, shinu mokum, changing your place, is a schus to have a new zadin like. V'yiduch, what's on the first man of the Yom, why doesn't he agree to shinu mokum? Because he yells, "Who's chus aderat yisraelu?" The fact here that Avraham Avinu had this new schus was not stam a shinu mokum, but because he was going into Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecho was going to Eretz Yisrael, so b'schus Eretz Yisrael, that's why he was able to have this bracha. B'schus of Eretz Yisrael, who the Ahan Yilei. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, because Yitzchak says, that Chayiv Odom Lahakto Pnei Rabbe Beregel, the Zechiah for a person to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tif, on Regel. Shenema, because the Pesach says in Melachim, that Madur Ad Pelechet Elov Hayoim Loi Chodesh V'loi Shabbos. But how come you went to the Novi? It's not Shabbos, it's not Chodesh. So how come you're going to the Novi today? Nechlaf, Meretz Araya, the Bechodesh V'Shabbos Ibor Elemezel. That on every Rosh Chodesh and on every Shabbos, there's a chief a person to go visit his Rebbe. So who the question is then, how does the Yitzchak say there's only a chief to go on Yom Tovim, like with my Rabbi Beregel? From this Pesach it's mashm every single Shabbos and every single Rosh Chodesh there's a chief to go visit your Rebbe. So the Maid of Yehuda learns like this, that we just see from this Pesach on a special days, like a Yom Tovim, on a Shabbos, on a Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to go visit your Rebbe. Then you're allowed to go visit your Rebbe. It's like your Rishus here. That if you want to, that's a day to go to your Rebbe. The Pshat is, since the day is Kodesh, there's a lot of Hashpon that day, you receive a lot of Kedusha through your Rebbe. Now, the Yehuda says, but the Maisa, the Chiyuv to go every regular to go visit Hashem is only three times a year. So to be Gavei or a Chiyuv, when are you Mechuyuv, when do you have the obligation to go visit your Rebbe, that can't be more than three times a year. They say when we have a chiyuv to go visit Hashem, to be early regal to the Beis HaMikdash, only three times a year, the same way the chiyuv to Rebbe can't be more than Hashem. The Pesach just teaches us that there is an Indian to go visit your Rebbe on every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. So on every day that's Kodesh, you have the Indian to go to your Rebbe. But when did they make the chiyuv? That's a svara, the chiyuv can't be more than three times a year, like the chiyuv of early regal. The Yomer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak says, Chayiv Adam L'Tayir Esatzma Beregel. There's a chiyuv for a person, like you go to the mikvah before Yom Tov, to be tahor during the regel. Shenema the Pesach says, Uvin Avei Losam Leisigul. You should not touch an Avela. An Avela, if you touch it, Metamiyu, so you should not make yourself tummy. Tanya Nam Yochel, under the price like this also, the Pesach says, Uvin Avei Losam Leisigul. You should not touch an Avela. Yochel, I would have thought, Yehei Yisrael Mizhorim Amagin Avela, that Yisrael has an inyan, a chiyuv, like not to touch an avela, they're not allowed to touch an avela. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says not like that. And the Pesach says, Emor el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron. Go tell the b'nei Aaron, a kohen, he has to stay away, not to touch tummy, not to become tummy. So the diik is that b'nei Aaron musharin, b'nei Yisrael ain't musharin. It's only b'nei Aaron that has to watch himself, not to become tummy. But a regular Yisrael that's not a kohen, doesn't have to watch himself. So the Halvay Dvorim Kal B'Choyim, there's a Kal B'Choyim here. Uma Tumah Chamura, Maduch is big Tumah. Kahanim Musarim Yisrael, Musarim, only a Kohen is Nizer, not to be like a Tumah, an oil mace. Stay away from a mace. Or Yisrael is not Nizer, or Yisrael is allowed to go near a mace to become Tumah. If Tumah Kala, this small Tumah, of just touching a Nevela, a dead body of an animal, Lekoshchein, isn't it for sure that a Yisrael has no Issa, a regular Yisrael is allowed to touch a dead animal? So how come the Pesach says here, Uvnei Velosom Leisigu? If so, the Mor says, Elamata Meleino, Uvnei Velosom Leisigu, what does the Pesach mean? Beregel. It has to mean Beregel on Yom Tov. During Yom Tov, that's when Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to remain Torah. Therefore, you go to the Mikvah before Yom Tov and you remain Torah, the whole Yom Tov don't touch any Tumah during Yom Tov. Omer Rebbe Kurus Podoi, Omer Rebbe Yechinen, Shloisha Svarim Niftochim Rosh Hashanah. There are three different books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echot shall Rishoyim Gemurim, the Echot shall Tzadikim Gemurim, the Echot shall Beinanim, and one of the middle people. Their book is also opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Tzadikim Gemurim, if you zeichet to be a Tzadik on Rosh Hashanah, Nechtovim v'nechtovim liat l'chaim. You're written down and you're sealed today to be zeichet l'chaim. Rishoyim Gemurim, if you're a big Rosha, is Nechtovim v'Nechtovim liat l'misa. You're written down today and you're signed off to have Misa. That's what your Gzar Din is signed on Rosh Hashanah. What about Beinanim, the middle class people? They're not a Tzadik Gomer, they're not a Rosh Hashanah. If the lesson of the Gemara is Tuluyim v'Yendim, they're hanging and they're standing. The Rosh Hashanah v'Yad Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. And Zochu, if they have a Schutz, which the Gemara said later, that means they do Tshuva, is Nechtovim l'Chaim. They'll be Zochu then to get Chaim.
If they don't do tshuva during these affairs, you make tshuva. Then nechtotim l'misa. Then they're written down, they'll have misa. Now the Pnei Yeshua asked the question, like, for what purpose is the Sefer Shobeninim opened up on Rosh Hashanah? Like Lechur, he doesn't have his Gzad Din, nothing is written down on Rosh Hashanah. Or Benyini, if you're a middle class person, the Gemara says, you're Teluyim V'Yengen, you're hanging and standing, until Yom Kippur, that's when Hashem writes down in the Sefer. So if the Yeshua asks, why is the Sefer, why does Hashem open up three Svarim on Rosh Hashanah? Really Hashem should only open up two Svarim on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadikim and the Rishayim, they have the Ksiva on Rosh Hashanah. But the Benyini Lechur, his whole Ksiva is only on Yom Kippur. And once said over Teretz of Chaim Shalevitz, Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz Tzal used to say, he said over from his Rebbe, that some, what's this lesson of the Gemara that says the Beninim is Teluyim V'Yongim? They're hanging and they're standing for Rosh Hashanah and Teluyim Kippur. Like his Rebbe used to say, if a person is hanging, you're not standing. And if a person is standing, you're not hanging. What's this lesson of Teluyim V'Yongim? You're hanging and you're standing. So his Rebbe used to say like this, really even a Beninim and Rosh Hashanah has a Gzad in Lamisa. Like they put a rope around your neck as if to say really deserve to have Misa. But the pshat is they put a stool, they put a chair underneath your feet. They let you stand also. They don't let you die yet. They give you 10 days to do tshuva. If you do tshuva during these 10 days, then they cut the rope. If you don't do tshuva, then they just pull away the chair. So that's this lesson of Teluyim V'Yongim. You attack a hanging, but you're also lame and you're also standing. So he used to say the pshat is that even the Beinoni on Rosh Hashanah really Hashem does write down that he's not Zeichel Misa. Just that Hashem gives him chance to do tshuva during his affairs, he made tshuva. Therefore, it's good why the Sefer is opened up, like there is a Ksas, Gzad Din on Rosh Hashanah, even for Benini. That's Lemisa. Just you have the opportunity to do tshuva during these 10 days. Omri Rabbi Avin, Mikro, what's this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, tomorrow brings the Pasuk to Tehillim that says, Yimochu Misefer Chayim, they should like block me out of the Sefer of Chayim, the Yim Tzadikim Ayikosu. And they didn't write me down in the book of, and don't want me down in the book of Tzadikim. That means Yimochu Misefer, like take me out of the Sefer, there's different Rishon Gemurim. Don't put me into the book of Rishon Gemurim. Chayim, what does it mean? Chayim is there's different Tzadikim. The Yim Tzadikim Ayikosu, there's different Shobeninim. That's the Sefer Shobeninim. So the Kirti, you see, there are three different Svarim, and Rashi says it really means Sifrei Zichroin Shomai Sabriyat, that Hashem remembers everything you did. There are three different Svarim that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. We have Nachman Bav Yitzchok Omer Meyocha, from this Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Shmois. The Yim Ayin Necheni No Mesefrecho, Asher Kosafti. Ramosh Rabbeinu said, if you don't want to say it twice, well then erase my name from the Sefer Torah. So mecheni no, that means there's different shal rishoyim. Misifrecho, that means there's different shal tzadikim. Asher kosafta is a different shal beninim. So you see also that there are three different type of books that Hashem has, one for tzadikim, one for rishoyim, and one for the beninim. Tanya, we learned, beishama yengrim, gimel kites heim liyem adim. There are three different categories, people coming in to the yeim adim. So Rashi learns here, kashi yichyu hamesim. Yom Adin here means by Tchias HaMesim. By Tchias HaMesim there'll be another Gzar Din, and there are three different type of Gzar, Kitais means group of people coming in. Acha Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. The Acha Shal Rishoyim Gemurim. The Acha Shal Beninim. Same type of three people. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim V'Nechtovim Liyat L'Chai Olam. They'll be written down and signed right away to have a long life. L'Chai Olam, a life forever. Rishoyim Gemurim is Nechtovim V'Nechtovim Liyat L'Gehenim. They'll be written down for Gehenim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the Neil, for Rabim Yishen Ne'admas Ofor Yokitsu Eila L'Chai Yolam, the Eila L'Chai Rofois L'Diroin Olam. Because the Pasuk means, and a lot of them that were sleeping in dust in the earth, they shall awake. In other words, V'Chias HaMesim, and some will have a long life, and some of them, if I can't, we'll have a long go back to Gehenim. Then vice of Beninim, the Gemara says, what's the loch of Beninim? Yordim leGehenim. They go down to the Gehenim, umetzafsafim v'yirlim. And then they come up again. Rashi says, what does it mean, umetzafsafim? Tzoyakim, they scream out, the boichim and cry. Mitoich yisurim shu'achas v'yirlim. They have one little shu'achas, one little time of yisurim,
And because of that, you soon start to cry and start to scream to Hashem, and Hashem brings them up. Shenem, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Zechariah. The Pasuk says,